Jesus is Christ, the King, in a way much more profound than we can imagine. Today, in the Gospel, we see Jesus placed on his throne, the cross, and is crowned with thorns. Here he is mocked by those of power and authority. With their own words, they help us to see Jesus' total authority. He saved others, let him save himself. However, he chose to save others, and he refused to get off his cross. Therefore, he saved us. Jesus is the good shepherd who gives his life for his sheep. As stated by Paul's letter today, making peace by the blood of his cross. In the opposition, we see the one that's often referred to as the good thief. He was well aware of his guilt, and he was there for his own crimes. He openly stated the innocence of Jesus. He has done nothing criminal. And he opened himself to the possibility of God's mercy. For here is someone who can defeat evil with his own compassion. There are two reasons to accept the cross. One, because we are aware of our own faults, or maybe as this man did, appear to do, to embrace it for love, as Christ does. He is a king in a true and mysterious way. With him, we can confidently ask, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Pope Benedict XVI noted, in Christ's response, today you will be with me in paradise. And that is where that thief is from that day forward. Because paradise is being with God, Jesus. We must also comprehend that Jesus reigns from the cross because his kingdom is one of love. He accepted his death in order to save us and for us to be his people. This is not just in the sense of belonging to him, but in the true sense of kinship, as the tribes of David declared, to David, I should say, in the first reading, here we are, bone of your bone, and your flesh. For this is now much more profound in meaning for us, because we can now sacramentally unite ourselves to Jesus. Therefore, united in this love, his love, we can work daily for his kingdom, doing it with him, for he is within us. In last week's gospel, when his disciples were admiring the temple, Jesus told them what they considered to be strong, beautiful, and permanent will not last. It came to pass. Within a few decades, the Romans destroyed the temple. And within a few hundred years, the Roman temples were destroyed in their turn. A point Jesus made was that nothing of this world is permanent. Unfortunately, too many of us live our lives as this is the only world. However, we as Catholics know that we are both physical and spiritual beings. We belong both to the physical and the spiritual worlds. And as long as we are in the physical, we must work towards the spiritual. As St. Paul reminds us in the second reading, all things were created through him and for him. If sin has disordered this world, Christ the King has come to this world to put it in order, to reconcile all things within him. For this is how he shows that his power is real and is inseparable from his love. His rule, his love, encompasses all mankind. With alarming frequency, people believe it is impossible to find equilibrium in this world, and we must accept the disorder. Jesus gave his life on the cross, proclaiming, "We do not have to accept this reduced vision." Therefore, like the good thief who put his life in the hands of Christ, we must accept this unconditional love for us. To confront the events of the world, we must not let go of that cross, the same cross used by Jesus when he gave his life for us. Through our faith, we know he defeated death, and he showed us his way. As his people, we must follow his way in order to make his kingdom more present. Advent is about to start, a great time to renew our ways. This is a time of year when people are more generous. We can take advantage of the sacraments to strengthen us. We can go to reconciliation and take him in the Eucharist. With him in us, we can do tangible things to bring his kingdom closer. We can not only give of our treasure, but a little bit of our time and talent, and do things, and smile to each other, and let everyone know that we're present. It is by our behavior they know we are Jesus' disciples.